WGNS News Time is 7:10. You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Indeed, back here on this Tuesday morning, the 18th day of June. And it's a Tuesday, so that means all day long today you can get the half-pound bacon cheeseburger and fries over at Toots for just $4.99. That's all day long now, so you can get that famous Toots burger today, either at the Toots Original, that's Broad, at Medical Center Parkway, on South Church Street in Murfreesboro, as well as on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna. Coming soon, very soon, Toots West out on Highway 96. We're talking about Toots.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Time for our real fact of the day. Library of Congress. They have books. It's a library, right? Any idea how many shelves you would find in the Library of Congress?
I haven't the slightest clue.
Wait. No.
They measure the shelves in terms of miles.
Yikes.
It's how many, the length of all the shelves.
So we should say miles to kind of come up with some kind of.
I'm going to go 4 miles.
4 miles of shelves. Okay.
I'll go 6.
Well, 600 miles of shelves in the Library of Congress.
Wow.
That must be
isn't
a
that unbelievable?
Big building.
That's here to Destin, isn't it?
I'd hate to look up a book.
That's here to Destin and halfway back. I think that's like 500 miles to the beach. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Long way.
Incredible.
Lots of shelves in the Library of Congress. Lots of weather coming up now.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies for today. Showers in the area, possibly a few storms. Highs top out near 84 degrees. Wind southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms, mainly well after midnight. Lows drop to 69. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, shower and storm chances continue. Highs head well into the 80s. And then showers and storms likely on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 70.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Well, good morning. They did move that wreck over to the side there on 24 westbound at Sam Ridley. Traffic's moving through there fairly decent now as you head towards Nashville. But just the traffic volume has increased quite a bit now. Obviously on 24 west here up by Walden Road, up the Bell Road. Give yourself extra time towards Nashville just to be on the safe side. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Please come visit our family here at Bell Jewelers. Hi, this is Lisa Halliburton at Bell Jewelers. We're doing some remodeling. We're celebrating our 140th year in business, being the oldest retail store in Rutherford County, Bell Jewelers.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here as we come back to this, what is it, Star Trek theme?
Nanu, nanu.
We're going where no man has gone before.
Yeah, Morgan Mindy is where no man has gone before. That was a great show, though. One of the early shows I remember. We've been talking about our favorite movies and in different genres of all time. And today it's sci-fi day. So that's why we thought we'd kind of introduce that with a little Star Trek music. Although that was I guess it was movies. Yeah.
This is the
TV shows first.
The last day of the Chronicles of Favorite Movies.
The last day.
Well, you call me by surprise, but I've got one. Greatest all time.
Did we save the best for last? I don't know. Sci-fis. Who's going first?
You want to go first?
No.
Because you're so excited about yours.
No, I'm not that excited. I just happen to think of one that hits me better than anything.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you go first, you little youngster?
Mine's easy. Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back. I think it's one of the greatest movies.
That's the second one.
It's the second one. Yeah. I think it's one of the greatest movies ever made. It's easily the best Star Wars movie.
The greatest ever made.
Not The Last Jedi from 2017?
No, not that one. But The Empire Strikes Back is just, it's the perfect story. It's the perfect middle part of a story. Everybody's in peril, and it's great.
So did it make Return of the Jedi a little bit of a downer? Or?
No, Return of the Jedi is the end of the story, you know.
Yeah.
It's great. Love that movie. Watch it every Christmas.
The Rotten Tomatoes top 10 is crazy, but yeah.
Why do you watch it every Christmas?
Star Wars is my Christmas movie. I watch all the Star Wars movies around Christmas time.
Do you get a brown bag and have a little picnic with it?
Uh-huh. Okay. I put my popcorn in a brown bag.
Okay. John? How about you?
When is this show going to be canceled? Please. Get us out of our misery. Do what now?
Oh,
mine. Mm-hmm. Back from 1958, I believe. I believe the year was 1958. It won't be on that list. Mm. It's The Incredible Shrinking Man.
Okay.
It's a black and white classic where he gets shrunken. Shrunken, is that a word?
Shrank?
Shrunk.
Shrunk.
He gets shrunk into like ant size. And so you see it during the movie. He's fighting all these creatures and stuff, spiders and all this stuff. It's a great movie. Grant, somebody was in it. I can't think of his last name, but I'm having trouble memorizing memory. My memory's going. Who are you? But anyway, that was one, I think, 1958.
Well, the oldest movie in the top 25 was Forbidden Planet from 1956. So,
yeah.
And it came in at number
21. I tried to watch that, and of course, they've got the little robot from Lost in Space. That's where he first made his appearance. And I just couldn't quite get into it. I think Leslie Nielsen's in that.
I think, yeah.
And Walter Pigeon. But I tried to watch it, but it was late at night, and I heard it's a classic. It's really good.
So I'm going to go with mine. You're going to make fun of it. But the first sci-fi movie that I ever saw was E.T.
So you have to make fun of E.T.? E.T. is a classic.
So it was one of the first ones I ever saw, so I'm going to go with that.
How old were you in 82? That was 82, I think.
I would have been seven.
Seven. So, yeah, I could see where a seven-year-old impressionable young boy your age would have,
There have been some good ones. I don't like scary ones. Alien was one that kind of scarred me a little bit. It was a good movie.
I'll tell you one that I think is underrated, Starman with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
He plays that alien better than anything. I mean, it was great.
So
they came around the same time as E.T., so it's kind of under the radar a little bit.
According to Rotten Tomatoes, here's your top 10 sci-fi movies. Mad Max, Fury Road, number one.
That one came out a few years ago. That's a really good movie.
Yeah, 2015.
But it's not Star Wars.
No.
Well, no.
E.T. was number two. Metropolis from 1927 was ranked number three. Number four was Gravity, a 2013 movie with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Arrival from 2016 with Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner. Now, it was a good movie, too. I remember watching that one. Star Wars The Last Jedi from 2017 came in six. Number seven, Star Wars Episode VII, The Force Awakens. Alien from 1979 was number eight. Number nine, War for the Planet of the Apes, the 2017 movie. And number 10, this is the one I can't get over, WALL-E. The 2008 movie.
I would say WALL-E counts as sci-fi.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It counts as it should not be on a list of top 10 anything.
Incredible Shrinking Man should have been on there.
Yeah, I think so. Right now, it's 7:19.
I'm attorney John Day, and for more than 30 years, I've worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Since opening our law office in Murfreesboro, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. We have opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. That's johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
The Habitat Restore in Murfreesboro and Smyrna will take your gently used furniture.
We'll come get it. Just call 615-849-5994.
Call Habitat Restore at 615-849-5994.
And we'll pick up your gently used cabinets, furniture, and more.
615-849-5994.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Habitat Restore.
Hi folks, Rodney French here, just letting you know, spring is here and French's Shoes has the best selection of sandals ever. Name brands like SAS, Birkenstock, Chaco, and Clarks, hundreds of styles and colors, and ready to go. Skechers comfortable, colorful, and stylish sandals starting at $29.99. At that price, you can get one of every color. Look good and feel good with a new pair of sandals from French's while the selection is best. Come see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes.
French's Shoes and Boots.
On South Church Street, down from Beeman Automotive.
Daddy's pretty much my hero. He tells me stories about buildings and playgrounds and schools. He said he turned sand into concrete, and that's what makes his building so strong and tall. He says he works with his friends. I like playing with my friends, too. One day I want to be like him. SRM Concrete. Build with us.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete's a family-owned company committed to its employees.
SRM Concrete. Tennessee's concrete.
Bazing and Elite Checking from First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives you more reasons to bank locally.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing gives cell phone protection.
Hi, honey. We're going to have fresh fish tonight. Whoops, my phone.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. This is Freedom Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on News Radio WGNS, and we continue the conversation here this morning, talking with Annie Cotter with the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties. And we have some literacy things to talk with you about here today, right?
That's right. So United Way stands for advancing the opportunities in the three areas of education, health, and financial stability. And so on the topic of education, one of our biggest efforts is to stop the summer slide. And the summer slide is when kids are out for school during summer break, fall break, anything like that. Anytime they are outside of the classroom for an extended period of time, we have found that there's not maybe there's no access to books inside the home, or they're just not able to read the books by themselves and don't have anybody to read through them with them. And so in an effort to stop the summer slide, on June 20th, we are going to be having our Literacy Day of Action. And what we need from the community is volunteers. And what those volunteers will be doing is going to these after-school programs that are held during the summer, various partner agencies of ours that have preschool programs, and they're going to be reading to these children, just again in an effort to stop the summer slide.
That's awesome. Have we done this before?
This is our second year.
Okay.
So we found that last year was our first year, and we had a great response. The volunteers loved working with the children. They loved being inside the classrooms and just standing up for that education pillar that United Way is founded on.
So what classrooms are you going into in the middle of summer?
So our after-school programs, like ESP and things like that, and our daycares are still open. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't shut down for summer. So all of our reading sites will be posted via social media, and they're coming soon to our website. So just be looking for those. And something new that we're implementing this year, on top of it being our second year, is we're going to start a book drive, and it's going to follow suit just like our Stuff the Bus, which is where we collect school supplies towards the end of what used to be the end of kids used to go back to school in fall. Now they go back in the end of summer. So we'll collect those towards the end of the summer, school supplies for the children. And we have collection sites for that around town, just like our community baby shower. We have collection sites. We are going to post those ASAP, and collections of all of these books will start just as soon as we can get our hands on them and get the ball rolling.
Well, it sounds like this is going to be a summer full of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh? We're always busy, just always looking for the next way to continue to love on Rutherford and Cannon counties and just advance our community as much as we can.
So the big need right now is for volunteers who are willing to come out on the 20th.
That's right. Yes, we'll kick off at Read to Succeed right off the square. Jolene Radnati is a huge supporter of United Way, and we are so grateful for her. And obviously, she knows how valuable literacy is. Early reading is linked to kindergarten readiness. Kindergarten readiness leads to third grade reading proficiency, and a third grade reading proficiency is tied to high school completion. So we are trying to start right at the very beginning and read to these children and make sure that they're getting at least that 20 minutes of reading a day, because study has shown that it does lead to completing high school, and then you go on to college and you're just set up more for success.
So on the 20th, these volunteers are going to go all throughout different sites.
That's right.
And read to the kids. And boy, does it not really just line up with Read to Succeed, too.
I know.
So
yeah.
What a great partner to have here in
Absolutely.
Our community to work on literacy here in Rutherford and Cannon County. So how does someone volunteer? What's the best way for them to get signed up to say, I'm ready to read?
Yeah. So if you go to our website and click on the volunteer tab, again, our website, if you were not listening, is www.yourlocaluw.org. Click on the volunteer tab and it'll take you to a website called Volunteer Connect, which is powered by Volunteer State Bank. And we're so appreciative of Volunteer State Bank and all that they do for us. And Volunteer Connect is basically just a volunteer hub for not only United Way needs, but other needs in the community. You create a quick profile regarding your interests, if you're interested in working with children or with healthcare. And then as something comes about, you will be sent an email regarding that volunteer opportunity. And so all of the opportunities for Literacy Day of Action will be uploaded onto the Volunteer Connect website, and you'll be able to sign up, and then we'll see you at the kickoff on June 20th and go out and read inside these classrooms.
Man, I tell you, this it's going to be fun. It'll encourage kids to continue to read even in the summertime. I know that there are lots of things and that distract children in the
yeah.
summertime, but at least this will encourage them, for a few minutes a day.
Sure.
Let's pick up a book.
That's right. Absolutely. And there are still sponsorship opportunities available. Please reach out to the United Way offices or look online, and we would love to get you involved as a sponsor as well.
Annie Connor joining us with the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties here on News Radio WGNS.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Luxurious and yet affordable senior living at the Villages of Murfreesboro. You don't know if the Village is for you unless you try it. Three meals daily are included, along with utilities, housekeeping, social activities, and more. I'm Sue Hall. Try the Villages of Murfreesboro for at least 2 weeks, no strings attached. Enjoy luxurious senior living at affordable prices. We're on Willow Oak Trail near the Stones River Battlefield. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
When was the last time you came by the Habitat Restore?
There's always something new.
Furniture, cabinets, windows, doors, area rugs.
You will surely save.
And you'll help end substandard housing in Rutherford County.
The Habitat Restore in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro at 850 Mercury Boulevard and Habitat Restore Smyrna at 413 Nissan Drive.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on this Tuesday morning, on the downhill slide here for the Wake Up Crew. We've got Swap and Shop and Action Line all straight ahead here for you a bit later on this morning. But here at 7:30, it's time to talk about your last chance to call in those birthdays.
That's right. 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Marcus Scruggs is today's good neighbor of the day. He's always the first there when a friend is in need. So we're going to give him some flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, got a big news check here for you. You're going to get the latest traffic with Commander Chuck. You're going to also get the latest weather, and we're going to figure out what that noise is here in the studio, and also the latest in local news, all brought to you by...
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies for today. Showers in the area, possibly a few storms. Highs top out near 84 degrees. Wind southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms, mainly well after midnight. Lows drop to 69. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, shower and storm chances continue. Highs head well into the 80s. And then showers and storms likely on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 70.
Good morning. Traffic still moving out here on 24. Yes, it's heavy westbound as you make your way towards Nashville. Still not too bad. 840 headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Traffic volume out here on Las Casas Pike inbound has picked up. So is the traffic there. Memorial at East and West Clark. Hey, if you know someone struggling with drugs and alcohol, call 855-700-2979. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
A Murfreesboro reckless homicide case is seeing traction in court. District Attorney Jennings Jones explains.
On June the 21st, 2019, 18-year-old Deonte Morris Wade will appear before General Sessions Judge Lisa Eyscheid. Wade is charged with reckless homicide. The charge arose from an investigation into the shooting death of Carmen Elias Simmons. That investigation began the night of March the 13th, 2019, when Wade called the police and requested that an ambulance come to the 400 block of Forest Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. When the Murfreesboro police arrive at the scene, they discover that Wade's girlfriend, Carmen Simmons, has been shot in the face. Carmen Simmons was transported to St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. After interviewing witnesses and processing the scene, Murfreesboro City Detective Doug Arrington charged Wade with reckless homicide. Wade is presently released from custody after posting a $75,000 bond.
A 38-year-old man who reportedly overdosed on painkillers was rescued by his mother in Murfreesboro. The man's 67-year-old mother called for help after administering Narcan to save him. He regained consciousness by the time paramedics arrived. No charges were filed, and the man was taken to St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. Court-appointed Special Advocates of Cannon County has chosen a new executive director. CASA's Board of Directors voted unanimously to appoint Camille Smith to serve in the role following the resignation of Lacey Buchanan, who left to pursue a career with the states. Camille comes to CASA from Cannon County High School, where she spent over 10 years working as a mathematics teacher. When news breaks, we tweet it. Follow us at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com. On the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you visit Hoover Paint Store, you'll see that many of our customers have been doing business with us for years. Why?
Because they know we have the finest quality of paint, a knowledgeable staff, and treat every customer special. Hoover Paint Store has the paint you need to make any project shine. If it's not worth painting, call Neil's Dozer Service. They'll tear it down.
I'm Tim Bowen, and I'll invite you to visit our family business, Hoover Paint Store, on the corner of Memorial and Loki, or visit us online at www.hooverpaint.com.
Have you thought about trying CBD products but don't know where to start? Well, go see our friends over at Best Buds, Murfreesboro's premium CBD and hemp supply store. They'll answer all your questions from their CBD oils and flower to their pet products and accessories. Best Buds, 1651 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro, located behind PPG Paint and Lexpro. 10% off for military and first responders. Best Buds, Murfreesboro's premium CBD and hemp supply store.
I just had my cataract surgery from Dr. McCabe, and I could not be more thrilled. You know, worn contacts since I was a senior in high school, and now I have two eyes that are amazing. I wake up during the night, and I can see. Anyone who needs something done to your eyes, oh my goodness, don't wait around. You know, give yourself a gift of sight.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
This morning we're talking with Julia Marin, a senior aesthetic instructor at the Georgia Career Institute here in Murfreesboro. How are you today?
I am well, thank you.
So what led you to this category of, helping others?
Well, my passion for beauty from the inside out, I believe, was always with me, but I needed a change in career path. So at a later stage in my life, I decided to go into the beauty industry.
And so now you're helping students kind of learn that industry firsthand.
I am. They learn a lot of beauty techniques, wellness and health from the inside out. They do a lot of anti-aging, treatments that the ordinary person would love to come in and enjoy in a spa.
Now, most of the students we've talked to in the past, they all tell us that the majority of stuff you do there is hands-on.
True. It is. Everything that we teach them, we always take them to the practical. We always show them, and then we have them do that particular practical, whether it's hair removal or a chemical peel or a microdermabrasion.
And Georgia Career actually has clients who come in on a daily basis, which is great for students.
Oh, absolutely. They love us. They look forward to our great prices, and the students, they're willing to open up to allow our students to learn right on them.
I know some students even have those clients later in life when they open up their own salon.
We encourage them to take them with them. Once they graduate from the school, if they've been working with that client is well to go with them, is welcome to go with them.
That is so neat. I don't know that other schools across the state encourage such a thing, but that is awesome that Georgia Career does.
We are one of a kind. We stand for excellence in professional education in all areas.
So if somebody's listening this morning and they've been thinking about a career change and they want to go to school in order to learn how to do things like what you're talking about, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they would contact Georgia Career. Kathy Thomas is our admissions director, or Crystal Walker in admissions. They just need to know what they love to do in life and take that first step.
It seems like a career, you know, starting at Georgia Career Institute would be so positive, because what y'all do there is helping people feel better about themselves through beauty.
Absolutely. You have got to love beauty and love helping people. You will. This is a customer service, a personal industry. You will be taught, and you will need to know and love how to correspond and touch people's lives. That's what you do the rest of your life.
How positive is that? I mean, going home every day saying, you know, I made this person look even better.
And feel better.
Yeah.
There's nothing more powerful than the touch of a person, whether it's in hair or nails, massage, or just someone's facial. The power of touch is incredible.
You know, I am quite certain there are some people who come to you guys on a regular basis who don't have any family, don't have anybody to talk to about their life, or don't have anybody to talk to about how to look pretty. So you guys help them with that.
Oh, when they come through the door, we just love on them. We welcome them, and we show them what we can do, and they're so grateful for what we can do. And our students learn by doing.
You know, it's so obvious how perfect this field is for you. I mean, because it sounds like you love helping folks.
Oh, it is my passion. And that is what I tried to do, inspire and educate our students, because that's who I am and that's who I want them to be.
So if somebody listening wants to make that career change, how do they go about doing it? Do they just call Georgia Career?
Yes, that would be their first step. Call and make an appointment with admissions. They will walk you through whatever information that you need to gather in order to get your foot in the door.
Again, Julia is with us today, and she is a senior aesthetic instructor. Am I saying that word right?
Aesthetic, that's correct.
Okay, that's a tough word to say.
It is. It's quite unnatural, but we know it as skin care as well.
Now, Georgia Career Institute is in Murfreesboro, and they are at the intersection of Memorial Boulevard and Northfield. So if you do want to make that career change, or if you want to go there for client services, stop by, just drop in.
We welcome you any day, Tuesday through Friday.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro. Here's a look at our upcoming auction.
Absolute Estate Auction on a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in a great location in Murfreesboro, featuring a 2-car garage, fenced-in backyard, covered patio, gas log fireplace, and upstairs bonus room. The auction is Thursday, June 20th at 6 p.m. More information at MaplesRealtyandAuction.com.
Maples Realty and Auction.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
If you're having a problem with your hearing, I wouldn't put that off. I wouldn't delay.
That's John Good.
Technology has continued to improve just like everything else.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster. So should you.
Easy to make an appointment. Takes care of you readily.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We work hard to find the best brands at the best prices and always great hometown service. Johnson & Murphy and Cole Haan dress and casual shoes, regular price $125 to $225, French's price $39 to $59. Family owned for generations, see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
It makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Do you need to park some money where it will earn more? Darlene Robinson here with Heritage South Community Credit Union. For a limited time, we are offering special dividend rates to those who want to park their money with us. Visit us soon to learn how we can help grow your nest egg. Remember, at Heritage South, we help when others won't.
Two locations in Murfreesboro and one opening soon in Smyrna. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up our morning here with a word from our friends over at Junior's Foodland. You can find them at 323 East Main Street. That is just off the square, a few blocks off the square. And they've got some big pre-4th of July savings right now over at Junior's Foodland, where you can get the New York strip steak for just $8.99 a pound. Try going to a restaurant and buying that New York strip steak, and you'll see how big of a bargain that is. So $8.99 a pound for the New York strip. Fresh pork loin, just $2.99. We're in the meat department here now, so the bottom round roast is just $3.49 per pound. How about some produce? California strawberries, 1 pound package, 2 for $4. And blueberries, just $2.99 for a package there.
They're
and
good for you.
Yeah, blueberries.
Really good for you.
And delicious.
Oxidants in it.
My favorite, the sweet, juicy Georgia peaches.
Mm.
Just $1.49 a pound, and they're great for canning if you like to do that. Do some jams and jellies and things like that with peaches. Those sweet Georgia peaches from Junior's Foodland are out of this world. So stop on in. No games, no gimmicks over at Junior's Foodland. Just everyday low prices for you at Junior's. And get ready for the 4th of July. That's the next big holiday.
I saw, speaking of peaches, I saw a recipe for 4th of July online for grilled peaches. So you take and you cut it into fourths and you put it on the grill and then you put a sugar sauce over the top of it after it's grilled. It looked really good.
Mm, you smoke it?
No, and put it on a grill.
Oh, you don't smoke the peaches?
No.
Okay. How do you do a pork loin?
You put it in the smoker.
Oh, you do? You can't cook it any other way?
Well, you can.
Okay, how? What's the other way to cook it?
I don't know. I don't know how to cook unless it's...
I guess you know, don't you, Brian? You know, we need to have a chef come on during this segment. give us some advice on how to cook different things. I'm single. I've got to try to survive here.
Get a smoker.
But I don't like everything smoked.
Well, it's the easiest way to cook things. Those New York strip steaks, they're delicious in the smoker.
I just wish I knew Gordon Ramsay. That way he could just come cook for me.
I don't know. I just a suggestion.